First to Queensland, though, where the leaders of the two main political parties have faced each other in a televised debate. We're only 5 days away from the polls, people. And it's been a very tough campaign, although you might say, I think, not a particularly close one if you look at the polls. Professor Scott Presser is the Executive Director of the Public Policy Institute at the Australian Catholic University in Canberra. He's been watching the debate for us, and he joins us now on RN Drive. Scott, thanks very much for your time.
Good evening.
I might just set the scene with a little bit of the argy-bargy that took place today in the debate. Here's Anna Bligh and then Campbell Newman responding to the allegations that she makes.
I don't think it is right for a developer to make seven separate donations through seven separate companies over a period of 14 days and then see a development, a non-complying development, approved. I don't think that looks right, and I don't think that Queenslanders like it either.
The Premier's made a lot of allegations, some fairly emotionally in the Parliament under privilege. So has Andrew Fraser. They've been investigated by the Crime and Misconduct Commission. And ladies and gentlemen, no case to answer. No case to answer whatsoever.
That's really been a key theme in the Queensland election campaign, Scott Presser. Was it a major factor in the debate today?
It certainly was, and the Premier still seems to be sticking to that line. I was surprised she pressed it. She didn't press it as hard as she could have, but I thought Campbell Newman, he had all the aces in his hands, because he's got that sort of clearance from the CMC. Yes, there's still some investigations going on under investigation, but he came across as very, very confident during the debate. Anna Bligh is always a good performer, but Campbell Newman now seems very, very confident, not overconfident. He's trying to restrain that. But on the presentation sort of he got the presentation tick and the way he handled himself and was able to respond to the questions. And he nailed Anna, I think, very clearly on that issue alone.
Does the fact that she was even persisting with it show just how little the Labor Party has in Queensland at the moment to talk about?
Yes, it is. And I would have thought, and she did have a bit of a nagle about, the other members of his team. She could have talked more about lack of experience. She could have talked about, is the LNP going to bring in cuts to the public service? And could have created that sort of scare, in a sense, which I thought would have been good politics. She didn't pursue that. She stuck to that issue about the allegations. She made some other things about, Queensland's change and the speech you heard just before, I love Queensland, I'm going to go out and fight for Queensland. Very generalised sort of type of discussion, in a sense, not really much on policy and debate. Campbell was much more across those sort of issues.
Interesting you say that, because the analysis that I'd read today from a panel of journalists who were involved with that debate was that Anna Bligh had actually won the debate. And this was even commentators in media who were not necessarily Labor Party supporters. But what you're saying seems to suggest that actually Campbell Newman came out the victor.
Well, I thought Campbell Newman was a much more confident performer. I watched it and certain to me, handled himself quite well. And Anna Bligh, to me, seemed to lack a bit of that get up and go that I've seen in her in the past. So I certainly would not have given it to Bligh on that day. I think she is a very good performer, but she seems to lack that oomph that she normally has. And I think some of the wind's been taken out of a sail from the CMC things, and she's on the back foot with the opinion poll. And also, she started off talking about their record. My goodness, the ALP record is so appalling, in a sense, that was, to me, a bad start to her talk, and talking about we're going to go on a record and all the things we've achieved and so on. Now, Campbell could have been a bit harsher. I thought the debate lacked a lot of spark and a bit more attack mode by both sides. But they did pick up those things. But I thought Campbell was, the best we've seen him. He was very good the other day on one of the TV stations too. But I thought he handled himself quite well.
Now, the only issue, it seems, left to determine in this election, given that the polls are so unbelievably in favour of the LNP at the moment, is whether or not Campbell Newman will actually become the Premier, that is, hold on to his seat of Ashgrove. Have you got any thoughts on that?
Well, I live in Ashgrove. I'm one of the few commentators who actually do live in Ashgrove, and I believe Campbell will win the seat. I think the swing is going to be so strong that's going to carry him in.
Even though we've seen polling in Ashgrove specifically showing Kate Jones ahead?
Sure, but I think, you know, I live in the electorate, and let me tell you, my household has polled so often, it's getting to the point of being ridiculous. And you know what happens when people get over-polled. They react in all sorts of interesting ways. So we've been polled and polled and polled and door knocked and door knocked and door knocked.
Yeah.
So I think the electorate is worn out in that sense. But my thinking is this. I think the polls are now showing such a positive LNP victory that the people of Ashgrove, which was once a Liberal seat, will say, well, what do we want to have? Kate Jones, she's a nice person. Well, there's lots of nice people in politics. Doesn't mean they're the best people in politics. Or do we want to have a Premier?
So I think
that's the thinking going on here, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Hang on a second, Scott, because I'm going to bring someone else in on the line. I wasn't planning on doing this, but it's just too good a segue to resist. Darren Roos is the owner of the Fresh As Market in The Gap, which is a neighbouring suburb of Ashgrove, and joins us now. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So I now have, let me get this right, I've got two people who are in the seat of Ashgrove, two Ashgrove residents. Quite by accident. Okay. Now, Darren, in the interest of full disclosure, you're actually a former employer of the current state MP for Ashgrove, Kate Jones, is that right?
Yeah, Katie worked for me, yeah, for about 4 or 5 years.
Katie? Does that influence your vote at all?
Sorry?
Does that influence your vote at all?
Maybe a little bit, I suppose.
What's it been like in Ashgrove? Obviously, the focus of the entire state. Are you getting bombarded?
Bombarded, mate. It's crazy. It's crazy down in Ashgrove and the Gap. You can't go anywhere without being bombarded.
What sort of stuff?
Oh, mate, yeah, you have people on the streets and people door knocking, handing out pamphlets everywhere you go.
And, Scott, is that your experience too, taking your professorial hat off for a moment?
Yes, my wife is keeping all the brochures. We're going to donate them to the National Library. Because there's a lot of them, let me tell you. This is not just, you know, sometimes in election campaign you might get one brochure.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, we sometimes get 3 or 4 brochures a day. Plus there's the audit advertisements in the local rag, so to speak.
Yeah, right. It sounds like a good research project in the offing there for you, Scott, if you...
Well, there is a guy from QUT actually doing some research on the election campaign, so it'll be interesting what he's come out to interview us a couple of times. So it'll be interesting what he comes up with. But, you have to... There's an issue here too. Was it the right choice for Campbell to take a safe seat of this? Mm. He could have gone for the seat that he lives in, which is, you know, two streets away, Brisbane Central, which is a more marginal seat.
Yeah. Well, no, he's done it the hard way. Imagine the mandate he'll command if he wins. Darren, has there been a change over the course of the campaign? Have you noticed, for example, that it's ramping up as you get closer to polling day, or did they go early with what they were doing with their campaign?
It is ramping up a bit, yeah. There seems to be more action happening down in the Gap Ashgrove area.
Can you get to the shops without being handled?
Yeah, I can get to the shop okay. There's no problems there.
But, okay.
A lot of people talking about it.
I can imagine. Are you picking up a mood?
No, not really. I just think he's in for a big fight. I think Katie's doing well. She's holding her own.
There you go. And Professor Scott Presser?
She's a very well person down in the Gap Ashgrove area.
When you're called Katie, you're off to a winning start, aren't you?
Kate.
Yes. Oh, I would have thought, but Scott, is that the issue, that Kate Jones is running a really good local campaign?
Well, she's trying to make it very personal and downplay the fact that she's a member of a dying government. So that's an issue. I knew no people in the electorate. I've been living in the electorate 30 years, and people who have been ALP voters are voting on block for the LNP on this time.
Well,
because they're not looking at the local candidate, they're looking at the future of the government.
By about Saturday night, we will know all. And this conversation will be entirely redundant. But for the moment, it's good fun. Thanks very much to both of you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Professor Scott Presser, Executive Director of the Public Policy Institute at the Australian Catholic University and resident in the seat of Ashgrove, and Darren Roos, the owner of the Fresh As Market in The Gap, which is a neighbouring suburb of Ashgrove. That seat, of course, Campbell Newman's running in against Kate Jones. That is probably the most interesting thing left in the election. 21 minutes past the hour.